Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Chaos on Cartoons. I'm your host with the most, Deet Kemet. And with me as always is
DD. Welcome to another dude, stop chewing.
I'm sorry.
Dude, welcome to another episode. We have Chimera here. Chimera is a DJ. They're an excellent DJ. I can say so for myself. And TC.
Woo woo woo.
And X.
Pam pam pam.
Okay now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm outside with Big Chi.
Yeah, an excellent artist.
Big DD. And we're all big.
So the Gun sounds. So yeah, exactly. So how are we feeling, guys?
I'm very blessed and truly favored.
How about you, TC?
Man, I'm just vibing, man. Jesus is good.
And there's me who does not think Jesus is good. But you know what? Let's keep it pushing. How was you guys? How was your weekend? Chimera started.
Wait, has the weekend started?
Oh wow.
Today's Saturday.
Wow.
Okay, how did your weekend start?
My weekend started with me waking up. It's been very, I don't know, I've been planning a lot and I've been overworking actually, so I really need to chill. And yeah, like the fact that I don't even know it's Saturday says a lot actually. Like it feels like a weekday locally.
Saturdays are starting to feel like Tuesdays.
Like me and this nigga were up early as fuck just doing overdoing
in different worlds,
in different worlds, bro.
Yeah. But how about you, TC? How did your weekend start? Did you just wake up as well?
I woke up since 4. I've been working.
Jesus is risen.
I woke up at Lukuguma and then I ended up at Lubi at 8 a.m.
There's no reason why she
That's what I'm doing right now, bro.
So trust me, I mean, like, I'm operating on a different frequency.
Different frequency.
Today is going fine.
That's crazy. Kemi, how did your weekend start?
The gym.
Wow. No, that's real though. No, but like, I'm not even joking. It's like, you know, when you're just a gym bro, you're just a gym bro.
Yeah, Kemi and I started going to the gym like 2 weeks ago, and now we're gym bros. Like, we don't want to hear it.
Every single day, I'm at the gym.
Wow.
Morning or evening.
Summer body loading.
No, fuck summer. Like, I'm just trying to be healthy.
Why are you in the gym?
I'm trying to be healthy, man.
Yeah, it's meant to provide endorphins in your brain, so it's good for your mental health.
I'ma fuck them endorphins. I want to be sexy.
Man, that's big Sarge energy for real.
Exactly. Like, what you saying?
At least you're keeping it real. Me, I'm just trying to be healthy.
Big Sarge energy. Wow. I'm trying to get sexy, you know?
Wow.
Are you not tired of climbing the stairs and always... But I don't do that.
I
that's me.
I'm not at that level.
That's me. That was me anyways.
Okay, first.
So, well, how are you guys feeling? Like, what should we talk about?
Niggalations.
Okay, so we're each gonna say something about niggas that we don't like, starting from TC.
Man, niggas is niggas for real. I'm niggas.
Okay, but what don't you like about...
He's holding himself accountable.
Lovely, but what are you holding yourself accountable for?
Yes, I heard. Let's hear.
The fact that anywhere you go to, you just see niggas.
No.
Fast as niggas.
Don't use that rap shit. Talk to us. What are you? What don't you like about niggas? What don't you like about yourself since you're a nigga?
Yeah, man. The fact that I'm crazy.
Oh, fair.
Very spontaneous.
You know what? Let me add on top of that. I do feel like niggas are very crazy, but they don't acknowledge that they're actually emotional beings. They try to act like they're very serious and things are very shallow, but these niggas are the most dramatic motherfuckers I've ever, like...
Not TC side eyeing them. Yeah, you can see you side eyeing Chimera right now.
No, but seriously, like, niggas like to act like, oh, as bros, let's say if we have an issue, we can easily solve it, but that's not the case. Most times they bottle things.
Right.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I mean by, like, niggas feel like they're not emotional. Like, even about relationships, about so many different things. But then they bottle it in ways that they channel it in other ways. And it's like, it's still dramatic as fuck. Like, or you guys are sassy also. Ooh. Like, there's that. Ooh. Like, I'm not even on no hate and
like,
shit.
It's just. Chimera is always acting niggas every day.
Yes.
As they should.
Yes.
Like, she's like, she hates niggas. She can't stand these niggas. And I'm a nigga, bro.
Okay, so no, but be honest, as a nigga, can you stand niggas?
Bro, man, these niggas is niggas, man. You're a nigga too, so like, I'm
You
like,
just said a whole lot of nothing.
Niggalicious. So another thing about niggas is they're so comfortable. and so confident in ways that they don't even realize that they have a natural entitlement to space, to the microphone. Preach. Like, this nigga can be on here saying niggas is niggas, and his niggas are saying yay!
And nothing. I'm not understanding. I'm grasping for the sense of the information.
Keme, what don't you like about it? Oh my God, just so you guys know. Just so you guys know, we're not bad people. So we almost hit a cow. Ooh. But we did hit the cow.
Thank God.
You know? Cause you know Didi's a vegetarian. I don't play like that. So
I do.
I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. Why does everybody say damn when I say I'm a vegetarian?
Like, because I grew up in the meat eating community.
So I've did been, I.
I've been eating meat, like all kinds of meat, like meat, man. Like basically.
People are so dramatic about identities. Okay, but Keme, what do you think about niggas, though?
Niggas. That's what I think about niggas.
Fair enough. So, okay, for me, it depends on what you mean by niggas.
Yeah.
So whenever I say niggas, I think men, women, non-binary, as long as you are black.
Yeah.
But I feel like in this context, it's kind of niggas like men.
But not even niggas like men, but niggas that adhere to the patriarchy. Like niggas that want to claim niggas from
rich gems.
From a very like, I don't know, if so long as you hold power, but in a way that you're just abusing it as a black person, right. You really is acting like a nigga, but it happens to be mainly like men right now.
Yeah. Okay, so what I think about niggas, the first thing that comes to my mind when I say niggas, Tinubu, I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Because that motherfucker is a nigger with the hard R. Do you know what it is for black people to be suffering, but you come and you triple their suffering? You're a slave master.
Times 300.
Yeah. And for you to be black. No, you are the nigger.
But isn't he low-key like trying to help the environment? Even though he's doing it in a bad way. Don't come for me.
Everybody's like, face is wet. Like what?
Like not environment,
you know,
but
the
like
driving stairs. See that means there's a problem.
Like maybe not the environment. Like Nigeria, as mm-hmm. far like dollar has been going down.
How about, but it went up.
But to be fair, it did go up because Buhari left over 30 something or more trillion. He left us in debt.
See, dollar or naira, right? That's an old ass motherfucking man that can't produce a university degree or like we don't need our father in positions.
Thank you.
And the fact that it's just almost like it's just a power thing. He already had so much power, like positions, money, and then it's just like, oh, my right to a seat. Like at this point, presidency is literally just men feeling entitled to another space. Like it's not for any other reason. He already has everything. He still wants money, own a country. Like that's slave mastership for
Yeah,
us.
Really, because I feel like if you've gotten to a point where your generational wealth in 5 generations will not end, and you still put yourself in a presidency seat,
fucking Jagaban, like what's the fuck?
What
like,
do you mean? They asked this homie, like they were like, why should you be president? My guy said, Emi Lokon.
Bro, now my guy be president for real.
Titi, you supposed to Tinubu?
Praise God. Like, I have this song where I just said Emi Lokon on my tongue.
Oh, fresh. Okay, since you said Emi Lokon is your turn, starting from TC, what's the worst thing a nigga has ever done to you?
A nigga. Man, you treat me. Ooh, for nothing.
Okay. For nothing? Oh, yeah. Cool. Chimera.
See, it's just going to get too
violent. Where do we start from?
It's just going to get too violent. Like, the violence has been since I was born, bro. Like, especially as a girl within this society. So. Yeah, I guess if we're talking from a very like patriarchy sense, because yeah, niggas just be niggas, and niggas have done a lot of things. Like, between my eye, no see. Like,
fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. Kems, what's the worst thing a nigga has ever done to you? Don't say niggas are niggas. No.
I don't know. I just be chilling, you know. Just talking about like.
Okay. Let's rephrase the question. What's the worst thing a person has ever done to you?
I don't really be keeping things in mind like that. So, like, if anybody has done anything to me, like, you know, it's all love and light.
Cool. Let me tell you what the worst thing a nigga's ever done. I don't do love and light in this part.
As in my healing, bro.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, you know, when I say nigga, I'm thinking of
all black people. So this person that has done something to me is a girl. And then the worst thing, now that I think about it,
a lot of people have done a lot of bad things to you.
Yeah,
that's actually true.
Everyone has experienced. See, the cycle of experiencing hurts is because so long as you're hurting someone, like, you're also experiencing pain. Like, everything is just a,
yeah,
it's a cycle.
It doesn't start and end somewhere.
Hurts each other. Yeah,
it doesn't, like, people hurt people.
Man, I feel like there has to be balance, though.
No,
like joy and pain, joy and hurt.
Of course, of
as you're
course,
feeling, as someone is being happy, someone has to be feeling hurt.
But the thing is, pain can come from you individually,
yeah,
as a person.
Yeah.
So you can be feeling joy and pain as a person.
But that's where you need to hold yourself accountable for your emotions, right? Like, you have to realize that sometimes your own anger, like, might be from your hurts.
Why is Kemet staring at me?
Word.
I have no anger.
The thing is, anger is healthy when it's transformative.
Preach.
When it
but
is
be
what?
Sure that it's transformative.
Yeah, my anger is always transformative.
Okay.
Like, why did you take the last Ribena in the fridge? Are you fucking stupid?
Like, tune it down a little now. It's just Ribena. Do you want another one? Let's go to the store.
No, but the...
Now we can walk. See how we have burned calories.
No.
By walking to
no.
the store.
I think you guys have something you need to tell
me. Okay, but let me see. One bad thing a nigga has done to me is I was friends with this person for the longest time. And then...
Which one? No, sorry, my bad. Continue.
Which one? And then she went behind my back and, like, she broke my heart. In the sense that this is somebody that I always fight for. And then she just... I don't know. I told her that I wanted her to reduce the way she tells, let's say, my brother her problems. Let me give an example. And then she blocked me.
Real niggas.
Because I feel like if you are my friend, you tell me your problems, but there's no use of telling my younger brother your problems. Like, calling my younger brother, like, do you get? Everybody has their own issues, and he was really young then. So for me, that's the worst thing. And, like, you just blocked me and then came back after, like, a couple of months and said, oh, I'm sorry for blocking you. For me, it was just like, you know, kill yourself. Oh, damn.
No, Didi doesn't mean that, guys.
No, I meant it. But, yeah. But TC, wait, you know how men have this niggalations type?
Yeah.
TC, seeing as you are the only man in the car,
I'm wearing a skirt.
Yeah,
okay, that does
TC transcends maleness.
Okay, Fez, seeing as you're the only penis person in the car,
PP.
Tell me what one of the niggalations says that you actually reside with, that you're like, yeah, this is for me.
Like niggalations that I abide by.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not snitch on nigger. Shall not snitch on your nigger.
Yeah. Trust I abide me. By that nigga.
But I have a story about snitching.
Niggalations. Niggas ride for their niggas.
She has a story about snitching. I would love to hear that.
Okay. When I was in secondary school, I snitched on a babe because she cheated on an exam or something.
And Jesus.
They were going, wait now.
I did that
wait
in school. I can't
believe it. They were going to, no, it wasn't really an exam. It was like a test. They were going to make, I think they were going to make all of us retake the test. And I was like, ah, no now. Like, why are all of us retaking the test? When is this babe's fault?
Did you cheat or did you not cheat?
I don't remember. I'm sure I did.
You're not a real nigga.
She wasn't my nigga. So I'm not even going to be like, oh. So I was like, yes, Sarah was the one that
niggas. Find niggas in non-niggas, if that makes sense. Like, they don't have to be
no there, but that's the thing. Yeah, like, that's actually true.
Like, sometimes we really just have to be niggas by default. Like, I have to walk into a space and identify everyone as my nigga when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I got that. But, like, still, man, like, she wasn't my nigga, so I was gonna be like, oh no, nobody cheated. I went and I told on her, like, see, sir, it's not all of us that did it in the class. It wouldn't make sense for all of us to retake this test. It is just this person. Punish this person alone. And then people found out that I snitched. And, like, for, like, 2-3 weeks, I was getting threats, like, snitches get buried in ditches.
You broke the niggalations, that's why. I'm sure it was even niggas threatening you that weren't even that babe's nigga.
Yes!
Like, that's what I mean by...
Bare niggas. And I'm like, but, like, guys, we're friends now. Like...
But, you know, deep core...
act of that, right, is if you realize, like, during colonialism, slavery and all that shit is, like,
I love we how are not Chimera snitching. Brings slavery and colonialism into this.
The whole prospect is we have to be loyal to ourselves in the face of authority. Because sometimes authority are just trying to, like, punish us or this and that. Like, I don't know, in a very, like, power-hungry type of way. So I think the whole no snitching comes, especially from prisons and the idea of jailing black people. It's really a thing of, like, we'd rather suffer to, or not necessarily suffer, we'd rather deal with offenders within our own community than hand them to the state. Because most times the state is just going to violate, especially in the American context of things.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask everybody a question. So you just say, yes, I would, or yes, I wouldn't.
Okay.
If your nigga, and I'm talking about this is your party, your friend, killed somebody, murdered them.
I got your back, babe. Finish.
In cold blood. Huh. Would you snitch, yes or no? TC, starting from you.
I had this conversation with Chimera yesterday. And she was going to snitch me.
I said I'm going to snitch on you. But that was just so that he can know that he should not kill anybody. If not, I'll really deal with him.
So TC, would you snitch, yes or no?
I wouldn't snitch. I wouldn't snitch. Can't snitch.
Chimera,
I can't lie. If it's really my nigga, I ride for my dogs. Oh God, I'm like, thinking about some of my realest niggas. Like, bruh.
Okay.
Malaika, shout out you. If you ever kill someone, bro, I day your back.
Okay, Kevin, would you snitch on your nigga if they murdered somebody?
I think by now, like, everybody should know the answer to that question.
Kemet would not snitch.
I would actually, no, I have learned my lesson.
Hello, see the way we all said, you're seriously.
I have learned my lesson, right? I will carry it to my grave. Damn, I did not see anything. So I did not hear anything. I don't know anything. Bah English.
I'm crying. Wow. Okay, so for me, right, if you kill somebody as my friend, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna snitch. But let me explain why. Chill, Keme. Let me explain why. It depends on who, where, and when.
Yeah.
Now, I know the kind of friends that I have. They are not like me. They are not going to actually kill somebody if it was not in self-defense. I'm not saying I'm a murderer. I'm just saying sometimes I get a bit too angry.
What if it's an accident?
Then you have to go to prison, you know?
Why? It's an accident.
Because you murdered somebody and that's somebody's kid. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's sister. That's somebody's sibling. Do you know?
I am also somebody's brethren.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm a logical person. Because there are so many times somebody is like, oh, what if your brother raped somebody? What would you do? I would report him to the police. That's me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a logical being. It's like,
but you know, it's not even about logic in those moments, because the sheer panic, the sheer, like, emotions, even like, or even sometimes people don't snitch on the basis of, like, they don't want to believe it for themselves. So in the case of, oh, if my brother raped someone, some people that have, like, sexual abusers in their families and protect them is usually out of, like, genuine,
they don't believe it, self-denial.
They're going to be like, no, there's no way my lovely brother could have ever done this. Like, you're a liar. Like,
can I say it again?
Her brother is not lovely.
Okay, fair enough. For me, the thing is, if they say you murdered somebody, okay. So my thing, the principle my mom has always taught me is, do not love others as you love yourself. Love others the way they want to be loved. Treat others the way they want to be treated. So when I hear, okay, you did something to somebody that has altered their life in a certain way, be it death, be it trauma, I'm the type of person that'll say, please, I do not want to be the one to settle this case. Let the authority do it. Do you get?
But then authority is skewed as fuck. A lot of times, how do they really judge things? Okay.
So, like, if I actually really kill somebody now, you just, like, hand me over to the...
No, let me tell you something here.
You said yes.
No, let me finish. The Keme I know, right? This babe, you can carry out knife and the first thing she does is go on her knees. Like, the only person that she can actually kill by mistake is herself. I kid you not.
She's giving bodies.
I know the person that I am friends with. I know the friends I have. Do you understand? I know the people, like, because with me, it's like, if I let you get too close to me, I already know you as an individual. There is nobody in my life that I know can be in that situation. The only person that can be in that situation is my brother. And if he has killed somebody and I meet him and it's not an accident, the court of law, the mosque or the church will judge you. I'm dead ass. Cap. Why are you around killing people?
What if your mom tells
you? Do you believe in karma?
What if your mom tells you not to snitch?
I do.
If I believed in karma, Tinubu won't be president.
No, no, that one is a different.
Or maybe that's karma for some people.
Mm. Yeah, but what is his karma?
You never know.
Some people stepped on him when he was.
That's not karma. This nigga,
he's their karma.
I mean, even in the grand scheme of things, like there's some very wicked people in this country. Maybe they need to.
That's where wickedness began. But Tisi, you wanted to ask something though.
No, I just said like he's on people's karma. Yeah, that's what I just have to say.
Yeah.
But he was stepped on. Just know that anybody that is really being an antagonist in people's stories intentionally was really stepped on. And just has to,
like he said, okay, yeah, I'm going to blow.
Yeah. I don't come.
My own back.
Not my turn.
Fair.
Life is turn.
For me, yeah, I feel like karma has affected me. No, let me explain.
Baby.
Let me explain why.
Do you want a hug?
No. In secondary school, I wasn't the nicest person. I wasn't like a bully per se, but I wasn't the nicest person because like I was a people pleasing bitch at the time. So it's like if my setmates are like, "Rah, fuck this junior," I'm like, "Yeah, fuck you too. Let's do this." Do you understand? And I feel like I've had my fair share of karma, but I don't think we can really measure karma.
You can't really measure karma, but let's really talk about that. It's like everyone is looking for ways to cling to power in this country, and it really, really starts especially in school. The fact that we just want to like. As you said, like there's a herd mentality of wanting to abuse someone. You don't like someone because you're looking for respect. I knew most power hungry people are looking for respect, and that shit is just so. What's a Tinubu? Like that nigga was probably either bullied in school or was a bully.
But
like,
they probably kicked his head in. That's what he looks like. That probably kicked this guy.
What
like,
happened to Love and Lions?
They probably kicked this nigga like 60 times at birth.
This one has never been on any Love and Lies.
This is Diddy here. I've never fuck Love and Lies. I've never been on Love and Lies type shit.
Odumeji.
That's me.
You know, preacher of love.
You know.
I got the powers.
What are you saying? I like, bro, like, I don't play. I don't do Love and Lies. I don't do any of that thing. If you're good to me, I will be good to you. If you are not good to me, you do not exist. Period.
Her.
I don't play like that. I don't believe in forgiveness. That's the one thing. I swear, the only person I can forgive is myself.
But
please forgive me. No, you are the love of my life. I forgive.
Then I don't think you've fully forgiven yourself if you can't.
I haven't.
Others.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I've not forgiven myself. I'm not because. Okay, so the thing is, there was a while where I was a forgiving person. And people took me for granted. When I say people, I mean myself included, family included, friends included, enemies included. People took me for granted. So now I mirror everybody's energy. If you are bad to me, you are bad to my people, I will be bad to you. If you come to me and you're like, okay, I'm a changed person, I will give you that chance. I don't forgive you.
So you have grace.
I have grace. That's one thing I have. I give grace. It's giving Jesus Christ. You know, Easter just passed. That's my nigga. So I give grace.
Resurrect.
That's it. But I will never, ever, ever. I don't do Love and Lies. That's not me, man.
Well, okay. the everybody went quiet.
Then, no, like
you know. Like you were burning.
No, I was lost in thoughts.
Like, I was born in violence. I will live in violence.
No, you won't. It's so funny how people think that, but I'm then, actually all over life.
Don't you feel like it's in your hands to break certain cycles?
I don't want to break it. The ones I want to break is mostly societal norms, but things that are in depth, things like forgiveness, forgetfulness, love, I do not want to break it.
It's giving. I don't want peace. I want problems. Always.
Odumeje. Shebi, Nigerians, you want to be mad? Let's be mad as a collective.
You know, let's be mad together.
Negalations.
That's what you say, like, bruh. So Chimera, which one of the Negalations rules like reside with you?
I feel like what you just said, if you want to be mad, let's all be mad. That's Negalations for real. Like a nigga moment is when both of us decide to be mad.
Let's be crazy. Let them take us to Yaba together. Yaba left so that we know that it's madness.
Have you ever been?
Why are you exposing me like that, bro?
I'm just asking, have you ever been to Yaba?
No. Pam pam pam.
How about we all be to Yaba left? Pin to a psych ward. Yeah. But Keme, do you know what's crazy? The thing about Keme is when you meet her, she's all love and light, but I swear to you, deep down. Did you hear that laugh?
As in, I was deep in the
mood. Right,
deep down, she is wicked. Wicked.
Shout out to the wicked.
The wicked. Tommy, we love you.
We love you, babe.
Okay, and with that, guys, Andy can end it. And with that, guys, we call it a wrap. Say bye, Chimera.
Bye.
Say bye, TC.
Man, stay safe, niggas.
Yeah, watch out for the
next. Why didn't you say bye, Kemen?
Oh my God, bye. She's staring at me. Bye, Kemen. No, say bye. Kemen. Okay, say bye, Kemen.
Bye, Kemen.
Bye, guys. Love you. See you on the next episode.